This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've decided to take a look at what you're supposed to believe and just give you a book report so you'll know what you're supposed to believe and how you're supposed to think. Because we are in, as Americans, we are in the first year of the glorious deep state's blessed and eternal reign. So the first thing you have to understand is that our country is irredeemably racist and that people of all races keep sneaking into the United States at breakneck speed. Our military is so well prepared for future threats from China and Russia that it can dedicate its resources to spreading transgenderism through the ranks, pontificating about white rage at book clubs, firing service members for not vaccinating up, and challenging climate change to bouts of fisticuffs. Our border is so secure that we have time to worry about the Ukraines. China is so worrisome, a global adversary, that a political and business elite continue to transfer American wealth and manufacturing capability to their shores. Russia is so much of a geopolitical foe that our government's weather warriors have chosen to kill America's domestic energy production and increase Russia's leverage over the world supply of oil and natural gas. And Iran, which continues to promise death to Israel, must be coddled and rewarded before it hurts our friends. A global pandemic caused by a virus most likely created in a Chinese lab with the assistance of U.S. government funds must still be treated as if it just magically appeared. It poses so little threat to young people that their lives must be turned upside down. Masks were useless until they became mandatory to prove loyalty to the state. The virus should be regarded as if it's so deadly that the only way to survive is to get pumped full of experimental vaccines, and at the same time encouraging lawless mass migration and actively resettling untreated illegal aliens around the country isn't deadly at all. The vaccines, which are touted as medical miracles, have killed and injured tens of thousands and left others with a higher risk of mortality, generally. And while they are sold as having saved humanity from imminent extinction, strangely, more people have died from the virus this year than before the gene therapy cocktails became widely available. Though they are still routinely extolled as conferring immunity, they apparently become useless if anyone on the planet refuses to get the jab. And purely coincidentally, vaccinated athletes around the globe continue to collapse on pitches and playing fields with severe chest pains. And still the government scientists insist that the only answer to failure is to keep jabbing. And after 2 years of flattening the curve, blue cities and states have regressed back to mandatory masking as a show of confidence in the effectiveness of these wondrous pharmaceutical elixirs. 20 years to flatten the curve, $20 trillion in pharmaceutical profit. And that's progress for you. Even though global oligarchs like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and George Soros immediately use the global pandemic to push a great reset of society that has expanded the power and control of government over each individual, claims that this health emergency is an expedient pretext for conditioning people to accept a new techno-fascist normal are just plain hogwash. It's just pure happenstance that middle-class wealth has been drained these last 2 years while the 1% of the 1% has ever been richer. People who refuse to understand that state-backed police must occasionally bash their skulls for their own health when caught protesting lockdowns are simply too selfish to comprehend that imprisonment in quarantine concentration camps is simply for their own good. In order to save lives, they must deny hospital care and food access to the unvaxxed. And in order to increase health care capacities, they have to fire doctors and nurses who are unvaxxed. And in order to prove the efficacy of experimental vaccines, no other common sense therapeutic treatments must be allowed to succeed. If you trust in science, you have to put your faith in big government. Then, my favorite, to save democracy, we have to murder freedom. The religiously devout must seek and receive the government's blessing before gathering to pray. And those who wish to protest against government must first obtain permission. Those who write and publish must make sure to avoid saying anything hateful. And that will be determined by the government, by the way. The government may engage in outright censorship so long as it outsources its work to Google, Facebook, and Twitter. Discussion of any subject dealing with viral pandemics must be monitored for compliance with official state doctrine. Misinformation should be considered a viral pandemic that causes unacceptable harm. And for this reason, all communication must be monitored for compliance with official state doctrine, too. What you could say yesterday, you might not be able to say tomorrow. What you say tomorrow, you may certainly be outlawed the day after that. And just as COVID will require endless booster shots for an obedient people, COVID 1984's deterioration of the First Amendment will require endless booster shots for a subjugated people as well. Because free speech can only be as free as it concurs verbatim with government decree. It is completely permissible to demonize all white people as racists. Whenever any non-white person is injured or killed by law enforcement, racism should be assumed to have been the underlying cause. Before any facts are ascertained, it is proper for Black Lives Matter and Antifa to seek extra-legal revenge. Any person who has property should permit this property to be destroyed in the name of social justice. Any person whose life is threatened by the mayhem should accept death rather than the white supremacy of self-defense. Businesses that respond to mass looting by closing their stores or boarding up their windows are only perpetuating prejudice. In order to liberate America from systemic racism, black neighborhoods have to be burned to the ground. Voting rights and civil rights protests are strongly encouraged by the government. Disobedience campaigns are quintessentially American, except for any protests in response to the numerous unresolved discrepancies that tarnished the 2020 presidential election. Fighting for free and fair elections is important for democracy, but only when the right sorts of people are first chosen by the oligarchy for the people to democratically elect. Known liar and serial lawbreaker Hillary Clinton? Oh, yeah. Known liar and corrupt quid pro quo extraordinaire Joe Biden? Absolutely. A self-made billionaire and independent outsider promises to drain the swamp? Well, he and his MAGA supporters get to go straight to the gulag. To save America, we have to torment these people. 5 years in prison. Solitary confinement and torture for anybody who persists. Persecute and punish people for their political beliefs to prove to the world that America remains a beacon of liberty. And only by accepting the denizens of D.C. as our rightful rulers can the dissidents in flyover country learn to be thankful for the freedoms they've been allowed to retain. As long as every American obeys, then democracy functions perfectly. And soon we too shall be lucky enough to have elections where D.C.'s puppet president receives 90% of the vote. They want to commemorate the events of January 6th so they can remember how Washington destroyed the working class voter with ease. This is what they want. They want you to believe that you should look at your friend and call them comrade. Unity? We shall have it or suffer the consequences until we do. This is Gun Owners News Hour. If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. For those of you who have never practiced the fine art of parenting, it's tough. You start off with these little helpless beings that you nurture and hope to help turn into someone who does all kinds of amazing things. And there are so many points where you can screw everything up, or so it would seem. I have two sons. My oldest is a very sober man. And it's amazing how much intellect he has packed into his skull in his short life so far. I wish I knew what I did to make him that smart. Because I put it in a book and never have to work another day of my life. But I have a daughter from another marriage. Very much the opposite. And I'm not going to go into the details of the pain that that causes as you get to watch it. But it does. And this is because parenting is hard. So, you know, altogether I have 3 children. I got it right twice. And I didn't do anything any different either time, any of the other times. All 3 times, same way. And so when you have kids that go in different directions, then they, you know, the parents intend. Naturally, it becomes sort of a thing. Because everybody looks at the parents first, especially when they're still young. One of those kids that went in a different direction is the alleged shooter. Well, he's not the alleged shooter, but, you know, using the technical terms until he's been found guilty in the Oxford High school shooting. But his parents are also facing prosecution. And that may lead to some things that those celebrating that prosecution may not like. Now, a 15-year-old boy was the one who allegedly pulled the trigger and killed 4 of his classmates in a Michigan school shooting, then wounded 7 other people last month. But the county prosecutor has decided to charge the kid and his parents. And charging the parents is an unusual step that signals prosecutors are looking, in the absence of gun control law, to stop the bloodshed in our schools by holding anyone who contributes to the tragedy accountable. And that's a risky case to make, and one that could ultimately embolden prosecutors to criminalize parents when their kids commit a crime and set a kind of precedent that will hit minority parents the hardest. And there's a danger here, even if the prosecution prevails. Whenever the law is being used in any other way than the way it is written, in this case, it's being used in a novel way that extends criminal liability. Legal scholars say it often disproportionately is used against black and marginalized people. Evan Burnick is an assistant professor at the Northern Illinois University College of Law, and he says, what I'm concerned about is that it's going to legitimize the exercise of prosecutorial discretion that is very novel and that can be used in future cases quite unlike this to go after parents who are perceived as not having exercised sufficient responsibility in supervising their children who go on to commit crimes. And he probably has a point here. But right now the focus is on this kid and his parents with an understanding that it may expand to other mass shooters. But you should never expect this to stay here. Whenever the law is taken and forcefully morphed into something other than it is written to be, things go sideways. In time, this may well be applied to any child who gets their hand on a gun, especially since involved parents are more likely to catch that kind of thing before any other crime is committed. But what kind of kids typically end up in that kind of trouble? Minority kids. And as such, minority parents are going to find themselves up against it because the kid shot someone else. And based on the typical leftist idea that any law that disproportionately impacts minority communities is inherently racist, then this prosecution in Michigan may well take us down a racist path. Now, I don't actually agree with that idea, but if the left does that, then that they should be made to play by their own rules. And they should really need to rethink whether they want to applaud the Oxford prosecution. And more to the point, will they applaud it when there's an inner-city black or Hispanic woman being held accountable for the actions of her child? And I'm somewhat skeptical that they will. I also figure they won't recognize that they're the reason it's happening. Because that's the reason it happens. It has nothing. See, this is the thing with the parents and being a parent and being and raising children. You're raising individuals. You can teach them, and I say this from the experience of having three. I have found that you can teach them whatever you want to try to teach them. You can try to reinforce it any way you want to try to reinforce it. I was not one of these stern parents, right? I also knew that I had to teach my children insofar as I was allowed to. With my sons, I was, you know, my daughter, unfortunately, I divorced her mother, and I didn't have too much of a hand in raising her. But you do have to try to instill value sets in people. And in the end, when they get to a certain age and they begin to think for themselves, it really just depends on who they are and what they are. So, sometimes while we sit here as parents and we beat ourselves up over where we may have perceived that we failed something, you have to realize that you're raising individuals. They will be whatever their gifts allow them to be. If you did a pretty good job, maybe you actually push them in the right direction, sort of urge them to go in that way, and they find something they want to do, and then they become self-sustaining. They raise a family and take good care of it, whoever that is, whatever they turn out to be, and the cycle continues. But when it comes down to it, after a certain age, we have to take, everybody's responsible for their own actions. And if you're 15 years old, and you get out there and you do something this heinous, and you're going to prosecute this guy as an adult, going after the parents, if this becomes a normal thing, this could be turned into a very bad thing. Because most of these single minority mothers are just trying to survive. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal appeals court has ruled that the vaccine mandate for companies with 100 workers or more can proceed. The panel's 2-1 decision overturned a lower court's ruling that had paused the mandate. It was to start January 4th. Health officials are now warning the new highly contagious Omicron variant may lead to the worst coronavirus wave yet.
We got to take this one really seriously. It's going to be with us for a while. We're going to have a tough couple of months here as Omicron really spreads across the country. And because it is so contagious, a lot of people do get sick. But the good news is, with vaccines and boosters, if you get sick, you're not going to get very sick.
Director of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins on Fox News. At least 36 states are now reporting Omicron cases. Worldwide, 75 countries. This is USA Radio News. A new portion of the U.S.-Mexico border wall is going up.
Governor Abbott on Friday retweeted Fox News reporter Bill Malusian, who announced that the first wall panels have gone up in Starr County, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, adding that the wall is the result of state land, state money. In the tweet, Abbott added that Texas has officially started building its own border wall since President Joe Biden allows open border policies and refuses to enforce laws passed by Congress, and that Texas is stepping up to do the federal government's job. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Problems on the Ukraine-Russia border are quickly coming to a head.
The Biden administration is considering a plan to redirect helicopters and other military equipment once allocated for the now-defunct Afghan military to Ukraine to help quickly reinforce its defenses amid a buildup of Russian troops near its border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Jobs in law enforcement are a little bit like being in the military. They're fundamentally different than other jobs. Most jobs, you don't have to take an oath. You don't have to take an oath to work at Walmart, you know. And you have to swear by the oath, you know. Like the FBI oath. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. This is something that everybody has a similar oath to that which I just read you. Federal, state, local, military. And following lawful orders is important, but notice that there's nothing mentioned about obedience to leadership. And that's because following orders is between the officers and their leaders. Upholding their oath is between them and us, the American people. And we expect them to make judgments about right and wrong, and that the oath is their assurance that they will do so conscientiously. And any law enforcement officer, including FBI agents, who just follow orders are missing the point of their oath. They may be bound by any agency rules to follow orders, but they are bound by a sacred honor to remain faithful to the American people. There's a reason why people in law enforcement are required to place their honor on the line for the citizens they serve. Because no other occupation is allowed to detain, sometimes with restraints, another person solely based on their word that it's justified. A cop can pull over a car, administer a sobriety test, handcuff the driver, and arrest him if he's found to be impaired. No citizen who has not sworn the oath can do such a thing. We grant the police the awesome powers of the state. In exchange, they promise not to abuse those powers. They promise to serve the public as prescribed in the Constitution. That promise takes precedence over orders. So long as their leadership directs their activities consistent with the Constitution, there's no problem. But when they direct them to do something counter to the Constitution, like ordering them to violate someone's civil liberty, such orders are unlawful. And an officer's oath, whether he be a police officer or FBI agent, is a promise to assess the constitutionality of all orders before blindly obeying them. And yet, we've seen some widespread infractions of that promise across the range of law enforcement, haven't we? Churchgoers have been cited or arrested for failing to comply with closure orders. Worship is a basic human right guaranteed by the First Amendment. There is no pandemic exception in the Constitution. So federal and local officials have no authority to order these closures. And orders for police to enforce the closures were unlawful. And yet, a lot of cops simply followed the orders. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has been affirmed by the courts to include property rights. No government official can take or lower the value of your property without due process and appropriate compensation. Yet, some businesses have been ordered closed, rendering them worthless. And police have been charged with enforcing the closures, and they've done it. And an untold number of American citizens have lost their businesses and their life savings simply because the police followed orders. The January 6th protest, the FBI saw everybody out that was, and ostensibly they've done this to identify the person who placed bombs outside the DNC and RNC headquarter buildings. But there were no reports that everyone in the surrounding neighborhoods have been questioned. Why are peaceful protesters presumed to have seen something just because they were in the same city on the same day? Any members of Congress been questioned? They were in the city too. Are they really investigating? Or are they just letting the protesters know, we know you were there? To have agents show up at your door has the effect of chilling freedom of assembly and political expression. Project Veritas has been in the news lately because the FBI raided the homes of its leader, James O'Keefe, and a number of his reporters. They even seized working documents, and they are alleged to have leaked them to other news agencies. And that's also a First Amendment violation. And the courts have interceded to constrain the FBI, but it should have been stopped by the agents before it ever happened. Parents have been arrested for protesting at school board meetings. The arresting officers weren't even responding to the orders of their superiors. They were complying with a request from the school board itself. So now a private citizen can demand that another private citizen be arrested for saying something they don't like, and the police comply without even questioning it. That's pretty disturbing, but it gets worse. The FBI has created tags in its tracking database to track this constitutional behavior as possible instances of domestic terrorism. And that's a violation of a citizen's right to free speech, assembly, due process, the First and Fourth Amendments. We've even observed the FBI interfering in the peaceful transition of power following an election. Crossfire Hurricane was the FBI's insurance policy against a Trump presidency. I'm not making up that terminology either. Insurance policy is the term Deputy Assistant Director Peter Strzok used to describe his plan to use the power of the FBI to prevent Trump from being elected and to interfere with his administration if he was elected anyway. That was confirmed by FBI lawyer Lisa Page in sworn congressional testimony. So it was a blatant attempt by our public servants to prevent an electoral outcome they found undesirable and the reverse the election if it didn't go the way they wanted it to. Taking that oath, compliance with the oath, conveys some personal risk. If you refuse an order, that carries a risk of seriously damaging or even ending an officer's career. But they took the oath. So they've already promised us they'll make that sacrifice on our behalf. That's the deal they strike with the public to be in law enforcement. And if their oath no longer binds them, how does that change our relationship with law enforcement? If their sworn word no longer means what it says, how can we believe them the next time they swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in court? When they assure us they made an arrest for sound reasons, are they standing for justice, or are they using their authority for personal or political gain? The chilling thing is if their oath is meaningless, they become no more credible than the person they placed under arrest. So, far too many law enforcement officers, FBI agents included, have demonstrated they're no longer agents of the Constitution. They're just employees doing as told. And their oath is an irrelevant formality. It's just something you go through. It's a ritual. Given that, why would we continue to vest them with the authority of the state? Only one reason. Only one reason. It's a dangerous world. We need police organizations to maintain order. But we need them to be better than they have been. Because the order they should be maintaining is that of the Republic. And not of some tin pot tyranny. The danger is if we lose total confidence in these institutions, which that seems to be a feature, well, we'll have to take it into our own hands, won't we? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Let's do it one more time, huh?
Should we? Yeah.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. The other day, while I was doing Lock and Load, I got an email. And I won an award from the Second Amendment Foundation as Defender of Liberty. And I won it, I think. Nobody's ever told me why I won it. I didn't even know I was entered in it. I won it because I do this dissemination of information to the best of my ability every day. Every day. Lock and Load is a 3-hour radio show in the evening drive time, 5 days a week. And then Gun Owners News Hour is just an augmentation for the weekend. Radio is a powerful medium. But it has one weak chink in the armor that makes us so formidable. And that's that anybody can buy a radio station. Anybody that spent a few days in Northern Virginia, if you spin your dial to WCRW, 1190 AM, which is a radio station in Leesburg with 50,000 watts of power, which that's a really good signal. They cover the nation's capital and everything around it. Lots of radio stations have big signals. A lot of my affiliates have big signals. What makes this noteworthy is that the station is leased around the clock by China Radio International, a propaganda arm of the communist regime. Programming runs the gamut of from how dogs talk to their owners to Chinese language lessons to dramatic readings from Sun Tzu's The Art of War. But the entertainment is just a cover for their real purpose, which is to promote Beijing's former policy goals by disarming any opposition. A segment argued that the European Union should maintain its strategic autonomy, meaning rejecting alignment with the United States against Russia and China. And the Europeans were warned that their troubled economics could not support an arms buildup, so cooperation with Moscow and Beijing is the only sensible option. Academics are preferred over officials as presenters. An economics professor from a Chinese university reported the States Council's new report, China, Democracy That Works. And it opens with the claim, democracy is a common value of humanity and an ideal that has always been cherished by the Communist Party of China and the Chinese people. but it is a unique form, which the paper calls whole process democracy, where the test of the popular will is the success of state policy, not merely whether there are elections now and then. Western concepts of multi-party contest are merely a facade behind which special interests conspire against the public interest. They claim that the billions spent in the 2016 and 2020 U.S. elections could have been better spent helping the poor. Do you see what they just did right there? What they did was they got out there and they found something where nobody can disagree with them on. But that's not the way things work. But at the same time, it helps people with your feels, doesn't it? They extol China's 2012 reforms. Socialism with Chinese characteristics has entered a new era. And the CPC Central Committee and President Xi Jinping at the core, strengthening the CPC's overall leadership. They're building a nationwide force toward a country's goals in the new era. And this is the true achievement of democracy because it puts the interests of the people first. And neither Hitler nor Stalin could have put it better. That was issued just before the Summit for Democracy, called for President Joe Biden, held virtually December 9th and 10th. 110 countries were invited. China was not invited, but Taiwan was. A welcome act to elevate the democratic island status as a de facto independent nation state. And Beijing was outraged because they still count Taiwan as a Chinese province, something the Taiwanese people reject. A poll conducted last month by the National Xinji University's Election Study Center found that 84.9% supported maintaining the status quo between China and Taiwan, which is separation, while only 1.6% favored unification with the mainland. And that's democracy. So an invasion by Beijing would not be a liberation. It would be an invasion and a conquest. Even more chilling for Beijing is that Hong Kong activist Nathan Law, who claimed asylum in the UK after Beijing imposed its draconian national security law last year, spoke to the summit. Now, China's pulled out all the stops denouncing the summit. The CBC outlet, the Global Times, proclaimed the summit held for the democratically dysfunctional U.S. is essentially an anti-China farce, which includes a loser's alliance and self-hypnotized cultists with democracy slogans. They like to, in China, they like to use Western experts to make its points and find it disturbingly easy to recruit people willing to turn against their own countries in China's cause, like, say, the NBA, for example. In Leesburg, the Outpost broadcast, they broadcast an hour-long program on what ails American democracy. And this features Harry Targ, an emeritus political science professor from Purdue, and Fiona Edwards, the British head of No Cold War. The Chinese moderator opened with the question, Biden is hosting a summit for democracy with leaders from over 100 countries. But with democracy under threat at home, does the U.S. have the moral authority to lecture the rest of the world about democracy? And the panelists answered, no. Dr. Targ, for example, he wants to contribute to the analysis and debate about global capitalism, militarism, and about building progressive movements. And he agreed with the moderator's theme that capitalism and democracy are antithetical, because they required egalitarianism, and that's been destroyed by monopoly capitalism and right-wing economic liberalism. And, well, Beijing's rise has been built on state-backed capitalism operating on a global scale with a militarism funded by it. They brag about their economic success by citing that it has more billionaires than the U.S. Now, for Targ, this is very much the enemy of my enemy is my friend, because America is his enemy. He says the U.S. compared to China particularly is experiencing that stagnation or decline. This is all the stuff I'm telling you about. This is being broadcast over a radio channel, a radio station in West Virginia that covers the Capitol. This is very much like the whole Radio Free America stuff that we used to do. It's very much like the radio we used to push out during the Vietnam War. The Armed Forces Network, which still functions today. They would do both entertainment and send out coded messages at the same time. So what we have in West Virginia is a radio station owned by China Radio International that has a mission to tell the world that this is the rule going forward and resistance is futile. The vision of China. If you're concerned, and it would be proper for you to be concerned about foreign influence in American democracy and the recruitment of domestic activists to serve overseas regimes, you don't have to indulge anymore in a conspiracy theory. You don't have to sit out there and say, I think this is this and I think this is that. All you have to do is go into West Virginia and tune in to 1190 AM and you'll hear the plot broadcast in the clear. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.